Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. We are up Kingwood Way. BB's, Tex Orleans, come on through, man. We're giving away some gift cards, Academy Sports and Outdoors, a free oil change at Tomball Ford, Texans tickets, the drive collector glasses that we've been giving away all football Friday season, BB's t-shirts, dollar wings, boneless or bone-in, and got a special for all the teachers out there, free apps for teachers from 3 to 6 p.m. So come on through and hang out. And whether you're a teacher or not, we welcome all teachers, of course, but whether you're a teacher or not, come on through and hang out. Again, B. Scott is in for Ron Ugly. T. Mills back at the studio behind the glass on the ones and twos, baby. And look, the Texans got a monster game this weekend, or actually Monday night. So we will get to have another show. We'll have a Monday show to get you ready for the late Monday window game there. So we will actually have a full show on Monday. Mondays typically, even on off days, we usually have a shorter show. And then if there is a Monday night game that starts at 6, usually, man, we got about a one-hour show, and we're out of there with a 9 p.m. kick. We're going to have our entire show. And the plan is Ron will be back, and so we'll have another episode of The Drive before this game actually kicks. But that just means we got an extra day to talk about it, and chop it up.
And that's leading into the pregame show, by the way, right?
Yep.
So, like, you get a full drive.
That's right.
And you get a full pregame show leading up to the game, all of that on Sports Radio 610.
That's right. And, look, it's not been a secret. It's not been a secret that the toughest matchup in this game, Texans-Seattle Seahawks Monday night, is absolutely their defensive line, who we just heard from Titus Howard. They like to run all the different stunts and everything up front, and we as fans, we have obviously suffered through some games where we couldn't pick up those basic stunts, and they've been big problems. So not only are they really good, but they're really good at the thing that we have seen our Texans offensive lines struggle with over the last couple of years. And so the challenge is not just mano-a-mano. The challenge is also schematically, and the Texans – O-line versus the Seattle D-line, I think, is where this game starts. Now, there's some other – I think some – there's layers to this, but I think that is the biggest matchup, that if the Texans win, you got a real chance to get away Monday night, to get on that plane and come back home to Houston after a win. And here's the question I got for you, B. Scott.
Yeah.
Who's the real pressure on to get that accomplished? Now, it's obviously a group effort, right? It's the O-line. It's the quarterback. It's the run game. It's the tight ends helping. It's Nick Caley, the play caller. But I think, for me personally, I've seen some things that I believe in, and I think that there is still some feet to fire, some pressure on one or more of these parties. But for in your opinion, in terms of battling this defense, knowing that we've struggled with what they do really good, who's the pressure on for you this weekend?
Yeah, so I'm not going to cop out. I'm not going to cop out of this. I'm going to actually answer your question, but I do want to point out before I do that the real answer is all of them. And this is why I say that, specifically because you can't really afford, given how talented this Seattle defense, especially up front as we're talking about, you can't afford, the Texans cannot afford, to have a bad game from any of them, right? We're talking about from C.J. Stroud, from Nick Caley, to C.J. Stroud to this offensive line.
Yeah.
There is not a single entity within that list that can afford to have a big that can afford to have a bad game. Just to be clear about it, okay? So that's the, and that's not me copping out. That's just me saying the facts right
no,
there.
No, that's why I asked the question, because it's not an easy – there's not one easy, obvious answer.
Yeah, so I want to be clear and preface with that. But that being said, for me, given that it's still all of them, it has to come down to the offensive line. It has to come down, because this is a – this comes down to a mano-a-mano type of situation, whether we're talking about just the stunts or just one-on-one blocks. We're talking about a serious, I would say, from end to end and in terms of their depth, as Titus Howard was laying out when we talked to him earlier, a serious formidable front. And one thing, and I know you can appreciate this, Clint, as a former player, the one thing about football, we can do all this talking. We can do all of the analyzing. They can do all of the schemes. You can get up on the whiteboard and you can draw up all of the plays. But football come down to a mano-a-mano sport, man to man. Eventually, like once you get to it, whether it's Friday night in high school, or Saturday in college, or Sunday and Monday in the pros. Eventually, you got to show me, right? And then, so that's what it's going to come down to. To me, the biggest pressure is on the offensive line. I think that Nick Caley has done some truly good things over the last couple of weeks that make you feel good about where he is and his development as a first-year offensive coordinator. Obviously, C.J. Stroud, when everything else is right, is excellent, right? When the play calling is right, when the offensive line is protecting. I don't feel like you probably have the fewest questions out of all of these in C.J. Stroud. The one unit that I feel like we got the most questions about that could do to themselves, I say, the biggest favor in terms of their overall conversation and how we view them is absolutely this offensive line and how they block this up front. So to not cop out and give you a straight answer, I'm gonna go with the offensive line.
Look, I don't think it's a cop out. I think the reason I asked the question is because there, to some degree, every one of these answers could be right, depending on how you feel about it. And so
you just can't afford for none of them to be bad.
That's right. The toughest matchup for the Texans Monday night is the Seattle Seahawks defensive line and the games that they play versus our offensive line, the Texans offensive line. B. Scott says the most pressure is on the O line, right? I'm going to go with Nick Caley,
okay.
And here's why. Like, by the way, Nick Caley in full met with the press today in full at 3:40. We're going to play him right here on the drive at 3:40. I should probably check and make sure we don't have anything else in the gun. There, Tyler's already got it handled up, baby. It's good job. What team is a pro? I tell you what. I got to go with Nick Caley on here, and here's why. Here's why I picked Nick Caley, because I agree with you. The answer, there's no wrong answers here. But what I've seen from the Texans' offensive line, and that extends to the running backs and the tight ends, I think for the first time, hell, maybe since I've been covering a team, but for the first time definitely in the D'Amico Ryans era, I feel like what I've watched from an offensive line perspective over the last 2 weeks, I believe it plays versus any opponent. Now, it may not be as effective as it was against Baltimore. It may not be effective as it was against Tennessee. But I believe, which Titus confirmed, I believe that if they spend more time on their double teams and don't rush to the second level, that they're going to get pushed. I believe that. And I believe Woody Marks is a back that can make one guy miss, and I believe Nick Chubb's a guy that can lean forward. If you're getting pushed, it's just a huge advantage. What I've seen, I just believe to some degree that we're going to see that again on Monday night. I don't believe they're going to revert back to their old ways, right? C.J. Stroud, what we've seen, I think, if C.J. Stroud goes back to holding the football, one of two things has happened, right? One, we don't have the weapons to make a team pay that is suffocating us,
yeah,
right?
That's real.
Or two, C.J. Stroud mentally don't have it, right? That's the two things. I mean, because if he goes back for no other reason other than he just wants to throw the ball down the field, given what we've watched and given this opponent, if he goes back to holding the football, patting the ball because he wants to take shots, then shame on him.
Yeah.
Right?
And everything we've heard from him is to the contrary, right? Like he's gotten comfortable with this new world order, if you
will. And let me be clear. The reason I didn't pick C.J. Stroud here is because I'm telling you how crazy it would be if he reverted back to some of the, let's say, year two Bobby Slowick stuff where they're this explosive team that's trying to stretch the field. Like that would be crazy for a quarterback. I mean, it would be almost, at this point for him, being a contract year, it'd cost him huge money.
Yeah.
Right? So I think C.J. Stroud, I think what we've seen from C.J. Stroud, to some degree, we're going to see a very strong emphasis on playing the quarterback position that way. As I mentioned, the O-line, the double team, the change we've seen, that includes Dalton Schultz, by the way, I think we're going to see more of that to some degree. It's the Nick Caley factor here, right? It's the Nick Caley factor here on several fronts. But do we really think we're going to roll eight different dudes out there and have catches against a really good defense?
I doubt it.
Okay. Do we really think that we can just camp Nico Collins over here and not move him around and not give him that jet sweep like we did last week, not hit him in a screen game, not use him in the mid-range game, not take shots down the field with him? Do we really see Nick Caley as a guy that can't do with Nico Collins what really any offensive coordinator with this particular set of wide receivers and weapons should use him? Nick Caley's the wild card here, and I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying, to me, I've seen enough proof of the other two. I think they're going to be all right. Nick Caley's the one that the jury's still out for me.
Well, and here's another one that I would give you, and I think this could be a Nick Caley point or an offensive line point. But
whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
But what do the Texans do against a rush defense that is second in the league, right? Like, how does Nick Caley scheme up a run game? And to your point, like, you feel like they're going to be able to get pushed. Okay, well, that's on the offensive line. Like, I feel like there is pressure to do that against a defensive line that has shown they have a resistance to that, right? They're second best in the league against the run. And what does Nick Caley do if there is no run game? Like, can he scheme up one? And then what does it look like absent of a run game? Because that's one thing that we've been able to see from the Texans in their success the last couple of games is the fact that they have been able to run the ball.
Yeah.
What happens if they make them one-dimensional? I've got faith in C.J. Stroud and being able to find some answers. And I would say that Nick Caley and the offensive line are the ones that are right there at the top in terms of questions about can they block it up front and give them any kind of resemblance of a run game? And then what does Nick Caley do if that run game is not there?
Well, I think this is a monster game for the others, right? I mean, Nick Caley is the tip of the spear, but for the others, not named Nico Collins. Christian Kirk, where you at? Right? I mean,
It feels like it's about that time.
Christian Kirk, where you at? He's the one that's got expectations that we've yet to see any level of explosive, twitch, game-changing, playmaking from in the first five games. Christian Kirk, where you at? For me, that's number one. Number two is Xavier Hutchinson. We talked about him yesterday. Who is Xavier Hutchinson? Is he a guy that's just going to be a third or fourth receiver and be handy when somebody gets hurt? Or is he actually a guy that in a quiet, almost unexpected way make plays for your quarterback in critical situations, right? Who is Xavier Hutchinson? I think there's some serious pressure on those two guys. Christian Kirk and Xavier Hutchinson to become something.
So to that point, I talked to Christian Kirk in the locker room about, let's call it 2 weeks ago now, and I asked him the question, you know, he's kind of getting his feet wet. You know, he played a couple of games at that point, and I said, hey, what is the thing? We obviously know, you know, your profile. We've watched you play. But what is the thing that you're trying to bring to this offense as you get comfortable? And the first thing that he said, the first thing out of his mouth was explosive plays. Not a reliable target on third down, not a safety valve or anything like that. It was explosive plays. Okay, so to your question, Clint, where is that at? It is time to that is front of mind for Christian Kirk himself, and it's front of mind for us as we watch the game.
Well, the interesting thing is, here's the deal. If you're not going to move Nico Collins almost to a fault, like move him too much kind of deal, if you're not going to do that, then Christian Kirk has to be a guy that in Nick Caley's offense that is really, I mean, they say it's the Texans offense, but there are some strong New England ties there.
Right.
Like, I mean, the one thing you could always bank on in New England was a smaller sized, whether it's a possession guy or a speed guy, either way, being a big part of the offense.
Yeah.
So you there's an argument to be made that, hey, Christian Kirk has the resume. Nick Caley has the experience. It's part of the offense.
Right.
The other times that we've seen it, like, where is Christian Kirk at? I think it's a big deal. Another question yesterday, a texter put in. Big shout out to everybody on the text line. Actually, I think it was the YouTube and Twitch chat that brought it up. Where in the hell is Braxton Berrios?
Man, milk carton.
Where in the hell? And I'm going to be honest with you. Tell me I'm crazy. If so, I'm not even worried about Braxton Berrios as a returner. You know, there was a time when we brought Braxton Berrios in, you go, hey, man, this is a return specialist, and rightfully so. But Jalen Noel is – I am A-OK. In fact, I wouldn't mess with – I'd let him return. I'd let him become my long-term punt returner here. But I think Braxton Berrios is a guy that brings a little something to the table with experience, reliable targets, sees the defense through the quarterback lens. I mean, he's a guy that his skill set is real twitchy and quick to create that separation for the quarterback. We saw it in the preseason.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.